In order to address the issues of privilege and power in the culturally competent evaluation, it's important to accept that there are differences in these factors between groups. These can be between groups that are included within the community, or it can be between the community and those outside the community who make policies. It can be between the community or the evaluator or persons working for the evaluator, and can also be between different agencies. Second, it's extremely important to demystify the evaluation, which means to consider the language that's used to make sure it's language understandable by the client. Also, to incorporate stakeholders in every level of the evaluation process, from planning to results to interpretation and dissemination. A third strategy is to partner with the community and agencies. This can add local expertise and experience with the population and sometimes serve as a bridge of trust within that community. And finally, it's important to consider the findings and interpretation in light of the policies, regulations, and services that surround the outcomes.